For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Those in nursing homes and senior care facilities, along with the thousands of workers whose job it is to try and keep them safe, are statistically still at greater risk of contracting the coronavirus and dying from it. As of last week, just over 1,600 nursing home residents statewide had died from COVID-19, accounting for more than half the related deaths in the state. 159 of the state's 213 nursing home facilities have reported a case of COVID-19. Joining us today to talk about nursing homes is Dr. Richard Pfeiffer, an assistant clinical professor at UConn, as well as the chief medical officer for Genesis Healthcare, the nation's largest nursing home operator, including 17 locations here in Connecticut. This week, sir, with the Lamont administration's nudging, widespread testing in nursing homes across the state began. While the administration insists that the intent is for both residents and staff to get tested, reports are staff across the state are generally not getting tested. Is that what you're seeing and hearing? And if so, why aren't staff across the state getting tested?
We absolutely do want to see testing of residents as well as staff. Right now, we're seeing resident testing be prioritized first, but we're very eager to test staff as well, because staff carry the virus in from the community, and we want to make sure that in those situations we know about it and we keep them at home until they're no longer contagious.
Is this a case of there just being not enough of the tests? Is that the primary bottleneck, would you say?
The bottleneck is primarily not having enough of the tests nationally, as well as in some states having different challenges accessing supplies for the swabs or the testing machines. But that actually has been the issue.
Well, at least 5 nursing home employees statewide have died from COVID-19. Over 700 have tested positive. To what degree is the industry having trouble getting staff to come to work? To what degree is the industry losing staff because of this? And to what degree are you having trouble attracting new staff?
We've had staffing challenges across the healthcare industry. And why is that? It's because so many people actually have contracted the virus, in most cases in the communities in which they live. But when someone has the virus and is contagious, they can't come to work. And so that presents a staffing challenge. And certainly some people have medical conditions that make them concerned about coming to work. But we provide personal protective equipment. We do everything we can to keep our staff safe, whether it's in a nursing home or a hospital. We provide hero pay and other forms of encouragement and incentives. And in some cases, we've even brought in extra staff from other parts of the country that are less affected than Connecticut or the Northeast. We've flown people in to back up our staff in the Northeast. And so in doing that, we've been able to maintain appropriate necessary staffing levels, but it has not been without considerable effort.
Well, you know, in recent weeks, unions have complained that staff at some nursing homes have had to go without protective equipment. They've even, anecdotally, we've heard they've had to fashion gowns out of, say, garbage bags. Has there been any improvement in the PPE supply to your nursing homes? I know Connecticut just got a big shipment.
Well, nobody in our nursing homes, nobody's gone without personal protective equipment. Nobody's been using garbage bags. We've made sure to source personal protective equipment, the gowns, the masks, eye protection, gloves, from wherever we need to globally so that our staff are affected. But that's not to say that we're all free and clear, because we actually do have a problem. There is a global shortage of PPE, and we're following CDC-approved crisis-level conservation strategies. What that means is that, according to CDC, in a situation like this, you can wear the same gown sometimes from one patient to the next if they have the same condition, or if you think they have the same condition, like they might have COVID or something else, or they might not have COVID, they might be asymptomatic. Well, that's a crisis-level process that, frankly, we'd rather not follow. We'd rather go back to the normal procedure of changing a gown after every single resident, after every single... So we're sourcing gowns, manufacturing them directly ourselves, working with textile manufacturers so we can get back to that point. But back to your original question, our staff have been, and they have to be protected. That's what it takes to give them the confidence to come to work.
How much of all of this, any of the issues that we're having in nursing homes, is a money question? If nursing homes had more resources, could they have had live on site personnel, or perhaps would extra money have allowed for other procedures to protect patients better and staff?
Well, resources are always a challenge in the healthcare system, and nowhere more so than in nursing homes. The cost to provide care during this pandemic has been astronomical. The cost, for example, of PPE, which you just asked about during the pandemic, has been 5 times the cost of PPE at normal time, plus hero pay, plus other expenses that are considerable, and census levels and patient care has been much lower because hospital systems have not had as many procedures going on and things like that. So the financial pressure on organizations that are running nursing homes has been enormous. Resources are constrained. We're working with federal and state officials to figure out how to offset that. But ultimately, the question really is, what do we need to do to perform an even better job caring for the frail elderly in nursing homes? And right now, we're all putting our heads together trying to figure that out. And we're doing everything we can, and we're not letting resources get in the way, or the lack of resources get in the way.
We've just seen a change in leadership in the Department of Public Health here in Connecticut. How well has the DPH supported you throughout this entire thing? And how do you feel about seeing a change at the top during a pandemic?
I don't really have a comment on the leadership change, and I'll leave that to Governor Lamont. But in terms of our interactions with the Connecticut Department of Public Health, we've been in regular contact. I've personally been in contact with them since the very beginning of our outbreaks in Connecticut in March. We struggled with some of the same issues. For example, early in March, we wanted to do more wide-scale testing in our nursing homes to see where the virus was. The Department of Public Health didn't have the tests to provide, because there was a very serious test shortage at the time. We've been in touch with them in each of our nursing homes, in all of our outbreaks, keeping them informed and getting their feedback all along the way. And so the key is that we're working closely in partnership.
In the Connecticut legislature, in Washington, what needs to be done that is not currently being done to ensure workers and patients remain healthy in nursing homes?
Well, the key is that we need to have an organized response. Connecticut is one of 25 states that Genesis is in, and we think nationally even more broadly, and we're seeing a patchwork of response right now, whether it's around the availability of testing to test or screen for patients or staff, whether it's around PPE or policies around cohorting of patients who are positive or negative. It's a patchwork, and there's a lot of inconsistency. There are some really great ideas and innovations happening, and then there are some that are struggling, and what we'd like to see are best practices applied consistently around the country.
Dr. Richard Pfeiffer, speaking on the issue of COVID-19 and nursing homes here in Connecticut and around the country. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.